نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل إن صلاتي ونسكي ومحياي ومماتي لله رب العالمين لا شريك له وبذلك أمرت وأنا أول المسلمين وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا كلكم راع وكلكم مسؤول عن رعيته صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم My dear respected ulama, elders and dear brothers in Islam, all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has given us iman. Dear respected friends, it was on the day of Arafah in Hajjatul Wada, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting on his camel, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down a very complete and comprehensive verse of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this verse, Al-Yawma Akmaltu Lakum Deenakum. That, O Nabi of Allah, convey this message to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and convey this message to the Ummah at large. Al-Yawma Akmaltu Lakum Deenakum, that today I have completed for you your deen. Allah said, Lakum, for you. That means every fard and every individual of this ummah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not differentiated that whether it's black or white, whether it is rich or poor. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that today I have completed for you your deen. وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي And also I have given you a very, very important gift. This gift is now complete. وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا And the only religion that is acceptable in my sight is this deen of Islam. إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ In the sight of Allah, no other religion is acceptable besides this deen of Islam. Dear respected friends, sometimes it is very, very difficult for us to understand what is the power of this ni'mah that Allah has given us. Wallahi, iman is the currency of the hereafter. If we are in a certain country, and we are holding the currency of another country, you take that currency and you go to the shop and you try to buy one loaf of bread. The person behind the counter will not serve you. I do not understand this currency. This currency is not a currency that is acceptable in my town. So the person might think this money that I have, somebody told me that this is $1,000 or this is $1,000, whatever currency, it has got some worth. But here he is telling me it is useless. In the same way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us iman. Allah has made us in the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But unfortunately, we cannot understand what is the power of this iman because it is the currency of the hereafter. And when we stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we could stand with our dollars and we could stand with any other currency of this dunya. But Allah says, إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الْإِسْلَامِ That on the day of Qiyamah, the only thing that will be acceptable in the sight of Allah is this iman that Allah has given you and I. The power of this iman is such, Imam Bukhari, in one of his babs, بَابٌ عَمَلٌ صَالِحٌ قَبْلَ الْقِتَالِ The bab pertaining to the chapter pertaining to doing some good action before going out in the path of Allah. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu, he is the narrator of this hadith. He says that there was a sahabi by the name of Amr bin Thabit radiallahu anhu. And people invited him to accept Islam, but he never ever accepted Islam. Until it was the day of the battle of Uhud. He came to his people and he said, Where are all my cousins? Where are my uncles? And they told him that they all gone to battle. So he goes, he accepts Islam. In one riwayah, he goes to the battlefield. He meets Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, O Nabi of Allah, should I bring iman first and then participate? Or should I participate first and then bring iman? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, first you bring iman, then you participate in jihad. He accepts the wahdaniyat of Allah. He accepts the risala of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he goes and he fights and he sacrifices his life for the sake of Allah. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu an, he used to say to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, أخبروني عن الذي, tell me about that person, دخل الجنة ولم يصلي صلاة, tell me about that person who entered Jannah and he did not even perform one salah. Wallahi, this iman is so potent that this Sahabi was given Jannah without performing one salah. The time of salah had not come. Only on the basis of this iman, he was granted entrance into Jannah. Man qala la ilaha illallah dakhala al-jannah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that person who reads the kalima la ilaha illallah, most definitely he will go into Jannah. And Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu an, he used to take solace in this, that he used to go to people in order to tell them about this sahabi, and he used to ask them, akhbiruni anil ladhi, do you know about this man? Do you know about this man? Tell me about that man who on the basis of iman, Allah gave him Jannah. Dear respected friends, we are sitting here. This is not by choice. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed us in the best of ummah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen each one of us, like how Allah chose 124,000 anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. Allah chose each one of us. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had all the souls in alame arwah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose that which person will go into which ummah. When we go into the fruit shop and we see there are mangoes or there are apples, we choose the best. For our understanding, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose each one of us here and said that this one will go into the ummah of my Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So each one of us here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of His mercy upon us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because of His love for us, Allah has put us in this ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah has given us the best Nabi. Allah has given us that Nabi that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose every Nabi. And Allah chose every ummah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose every ummati. And when there was only pure love and compassion, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala transformed that into Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is the Nabi that Allah has given us. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself says, Ana sayyidu wuldi adama yawm al-qiyamati wala fakhar. That on the day of Qiyamah, I will be the leader of all the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam. It is the riwayah of Tirmidhi Sharif, Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu an. He asked, O Nabi of Allah, when did Allah choose you to become a Nabi? And he waited for the answer. Was it when Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam came down with wahi? Was it in the month of Ramadan? And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, كنت نبيا والآدم بين الجسد والروح. O Abu Huraira, Allah chose me as a Nabi when Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam was not even created. That is the Nabi that Allah has given us. Dear respected friends, if we see every attribute of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and we equate it to one star, every quality of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was complete and sublime. And like how today we have galaxies of stars, in the same way every quality of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was like the galaxies of stars. But there is one sifa and one quality that outshone all these qualities. And we equate it to the moon. When the moon is out, then we cannot even see the stars. And what was this quality? This quality was the mercy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Where Allah says, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. That, O my Nabi, we have sent you as a mercy for the entire mankind. And it is this mercy that manifests itself in such a way that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam not only cared for the dunya of the Sahaba, not only cared for the trouble and the problems this ummah will face in this dunya, but something higher than that. and that is the challenges that we will face in the hereafter. On one occasion, Hazrat Abu Qatada radiallahu an, he reports from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that inni uqimu ila salati, that sometimes I want to perform salah, fa uridu an utawwila fiha, and I want to read a very long salah. We know that salah was very beloved to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, ju'ilat qurratu ayni fi salah, that Allah has kept the coolness of my eyes in salah. On many occasions he would say to Hazrat Bilal radiallahu an, arihni ya Bilal, O Bilal, give the adhan so that I may read salah, I may become in contact with my creator. So this Nabi of Allah, when he performs his salah, he says that I want to lengthen my salah, I want to lengthen my connection with Allah. فَأَسْمَعُ بُكَاءَ الصَّبِيِّ, but from the back I hear the crying of a child. And this comes to my heart, that if I can hear this child crying, imagine what is going on in the heart of that mother. فَأَتَجَاوَزُ فِي صَلَاتِي, I shorten my salah, كَرَاهِيَةَ أَنْ أَشُقَّ عَلَىٰ أُمِّهِ, because I don't want to cause harm and distress to the heart of that mother. I rather cut and shorten my ta'alluq with Allah, but I will not cause any harm to that heart of that mother. This is the pinnacle of mercy. When it came to those attributes which affected the Sahaba in this dunya, then let us question ourselves that what was the concern of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when it came to the akhirah, when it came to what is going to happen to this ummah in the akhirah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on many occasions, he would go to the people of Makkah and he would propagate the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we look into history, have we forgotten the persecution and the problems that the people of Makkah put Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam through? Yet, he looked above all that, that I want to give you Jannah, I want to give you eternal success. And the answer of the Quraysh was, we will give you thorns. We will call you a liar. We will call you that person who is insane. If today somebody has to treat us like that, we will wash our hands over that person. I went to his house once, and this is how he treated me. I will never go back. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam again and again goes to every person and he says that believe in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no success for you other than believing in the wahdaniyah and the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this was the compassion that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had. We know the story of Wahshi when he killed Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's uncle, Hazrat Hamza radiallahu anhu. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was so sad and he was so grieved that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had to send down Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam to pacify Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is coming back from the battle of Uhud, he cries out and he laments that today in the houses the women are crying for men that have been lost in this battle. Wa amma hamzata fala bawakiya lahu. But Hamza, there is nobody to cry over Hamza. This was the pain that he felt. Wahshi, after killing, he was promised that he will be freed. So he runs away, he goes to Makkah. And as Islam spreads to Makkah, he goes to Ta'if. And then he comes to a point when he says that I cannot be saved. Somebody is going to catch me and somebody is going to kill me. I rather go to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and accept the wahdaniyah of Allah. He wraps himself up in a shawl and he weaves through the Sahaba radiallahu anhum before they can find out and identify who this person is. He comes in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He throws down his shawl. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu annaka rasulullah. O Nabi of Allah, I believe in the wahdaniyat of Allah and I believe that you are the chosen messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum draw their swords. They are ready to kill him, to sever his neck. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, أَوَحْشِيٌ أَنْتَ? O Wahshi, are you the same person who killed my uncle, who put me through distress? The Sahaba radiallahu anhum surround Wahshi. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam indicates, do not do anything to Wahshi. Because now he is a ummati. Now he holds the kalima in his heart. Islamu rajulin wahidin ahabba ilayya min qatli alfi kafir. O my sahaba, one man's iman is more beloved to me than killing 1,000 kuffar. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent me. Allah has sent Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to take out every person from worshipping others besides Allah and to link them with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This love and mercy was conveyed from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. This compassion the Sahaba radiallahu anhum showed for each another. A person comes to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he says, Inni majhudun, O Nabi of Allah, I am in distress, I am hungry, I don't have anything. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam arsala ila ba'di nisa'ihi, he sends a message to his wives. And he says, do you have anything in the house? The wife sends back a message, ma indana illa al-aswadain, ma indana illa al-ma, we only have water, O Nabi of Allah. He sends this message to every wife, and every wife sends the answer back that, O Nabi of Allah, we have got nothing. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes i'lan to the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and he says, may yudhifu hadhihi al-laylata, that which one of you will take this person home tonight? And Ansari Sahabi stands up, he says, O Nabi of Allah, I will take him home. He goes home, and he says to his wife, O my wife, what do you have? What food do we have today? The wife gives the answer, Wallahi ma indana illa quta sibyani. O my husband, the only food I have is the food for our children. The Sahabi says, that fa'allilihim bi shay'in. When they are hungry, give them something to play. And when they are tired, fanawwimihim, then put them off to sleep. Because today, I am bringing that person who has been sent by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is the guest of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then he says to his wife, that فَإِذَا دَخَلَ الضَّيْفَ, tonight when the guest comes in, فَطْفِئِ السِّرَاجَ, then put the lantern off, and you make as if you are eating, and I will make as if I am eating. That compassion and mercy is transmitted, is injected from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam directly into the hearts of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. That night the guest comes in. The wife does as the husband tells her to do. They make as if they are eating. The next morning, they go to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The husband remain hungry. The wife remain hungry. The children remain hungry. Why? Because the compassion is saying that this is an ummati of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is how we need to be compassionate to each another. They go to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciates what you did last night. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware of what you did last night. This is the compassion that we have outwardly for each another. But there is a higher compassion. There is a higher mercy that how we are worried for every person in our family, that he must be fed, he must be given clothes, he must be given an education. Let us ask ourselves this question, that what about their iman? How will he die? My son that I am putting him through university, my wife that I am giving her the best in this world, what will be her outcome on the day when Malakul Maut comes to her? This is the higher purpose that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen each one of us here. Huwajtabakum. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who chose each one of us sitting here, so that we can take this message of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to each and every person, that one day that is going to come to us. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أَدْعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ. This is my way, where I want to invite people to the wahdaniyat of Allah and tell them about the greatness of Allah, that there is none who is going to do besides Allah. My Allah is Khaliq and my Allah is Malik, and one day I am going to stand in front of that Allah, and what answer am I going to give to Allah? Dear respected friends, let us think and contemplate that what is my contribution to this deen? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me iman. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made me in this ummah. But what is my contribution? How am I going to answer Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of qiyamah? That Allah that is wahid and that Allah that is alone, that Allah has chosen each one of us sitting here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this is the only way that a person will be able to save himself from the fire of Jahannam. This is the only way that a person will be successful in the hereafter if he understands the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If he understands the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this entire universe for us, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us for the hereafter. In our madrasa, we had a very, very young girl. She's blind, and with that she had some other learning difficulties. This girl was in our madrasa for 3 years. And after 3 years, we tried everything to try and teach her. To teach her the kalima, to teach her the Arabic alphabets, to teach her surahs. And after 3 years, the only thing she could say, Allah one. Allah one. Dear respected friends, our whole life, we are making effort so that when we die, we can say Allah is one. I ask you this question, is that child not successful? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَمَنْ زُحْزِهَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازِ. That on the day of Qiyamah, that person who has been saved from the fire of Jahannam and who has been put into Jannah, that person is successful. In the same way, my dear respected friends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen us so that we can go to each and every person and tell them that Allah is the doer and Allah is one. There is none besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the responsibility that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you and I. On the day of Qiyamah, when we stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah paints the picture. And He says, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ فَيَقُولُ هَا أُمُقْرَأُوا كِتَابِيَا. That on the day of Qiyamah, those people who have been given the book of deeds in their right hand, they will shout out to everyone, هَا أُمُقْرَأُوا كِتَابِيَا. That read my book, read my account, this is my certificate. We know a young child, when they pass in school or madrasa, then every visitor and every uncle that comes into the house, they say, this is my report. I have passed. I am going to the next class. In the same way, on the day of Qiyamah, every person who has been successful, he will say, Ha umuqra'u kitabiya. Read my book. I have been given the testimony. Inni dhanantu anni mulaqin hisabiya. That I thought that I won't be successful. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me my book in my right hand, and I am going to be successful. وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِشِمَالِ. But that person who has been given the book of deeds in the left hand, then he will have remorse, and he will be sad, and he will be sorrowful, that Allah has given me my entire life, but in my entire life I could not understand the wahdaniyat of Allah. My entire life was wasted in the things of this dunya. My dear respected friends, let us understand that being in this ummah, having this kalima, this is the greatest gift of Allah. Wallahi, each and every achievement that we have, whatever we have accomplished from A to Z, in the sight of Allah, it is nothing. Allah says, قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا. That if you want to be happy about something, if you want to talk about your achievements, then your achievement is that you are an ummati of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Your ummati, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made you an ummati, this is an achievement. Allah has given you iman, this is an achievement. Whatever we have achieved in this world, we are going to leave behind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again and again reminds us that one day we are going to leave this world. That is something that everybody will experience. But successful is that man who use his life in this world so that he can understand the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dear respected friends, this is something that we cannot keep for ourselves. The ummah is such that whatever Allah has given us, this message needs to be taken from pillar to post, from black to white, from rich to poor, that understand who your Allah is, understand what is the maqsad, why Allah has sent you onto this earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the Quran again and again, he emphasizes that Allah has already taken away, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ وَأَنفُسَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already bought over your life. Allah has bought your belongings and Allah wants to give you Jannah. It is because of this effort. It is an effort that is encompassing each one of us sitting here. That Allah has given us this iman, and this iman has to be passed on to the next person. That is why, alhamdulillah, we know the ijtima is going to take place very, very shortly, in about 2 weeks' time, on the 14th, 15th and 16th of June. The maqsad of this ijtima is that we go there and we hear about the greatness of Allah. We hear about the qurbani and the sacrifices of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And most importantly, we realize that I am not an individual. This ummah is a collective. In our salah, if we read salah together, there is more reward. This ummah is a collective. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen us so that we can take this message to every person till the day of Qiyamah, that realize the wahdaniyat of Allah and realize the maqsad, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent you to this earth. So it is our duty that from now till the starting of the ijtima, we go to people, we go house to house and door to door and tell people and inform them that Allah has chosen you. Allah has given you iman. Allah has given you this great responsibility. And one day Allah is going to ask you, have you fulfilled this responsibility or not? So my dear respected friends, let us use this time before the ijtima. Go and meet those people that we haven't met before. Go to those people's houses that we haven't gone before. And tell them that there is going to be an ijtima that shows the collectiveness of this ummah. That shows the a'mal that we're taking place in Masjid al-Nabawi. And we need to be part of that. So that we can identify that we are part of this ummah. We can identify that we are the ummatis of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And on the day of Qiyamah, when we stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would call us from those people who are on the right, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us our book of deeds in the right hand as well. My dear respected friends, we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah always keep us with iman. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when it is our time to leave this dunya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take us away with iman. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.